Episode 2050, How to Hear What They Are Not Saying.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy every day. It is a celebration because it's Friday. Yay! Yes, it is. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and I don't know about you, but I made it through the first full week of both college and high school. Yes, I went through chemistry. I went to the engineering building. We did a little bit of Spanish, and I don't know what else we did, but I am here to tell you I made it through. But today, we're going to go a little bit further. How to hear what they are not saying. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, words have power, and out of the mouths of babes come the hard knock realizations. Nothing is more frustrating than not knowing what your child is saying. But what's really key is how to hear what they are not saying. Think about it. How do you listen to your child while you're talking? Yeah, I know that doesn't seem right. Not common sense in that question, is there? How do you listen to your child while you are talking? So much of our days are filled with interruptions and distractions. Your rings and dings set off the urgency signal for your response. You're always jumping to somebody else's cry for help. It may not be a negative one, but it's like, hello, I want attention over here. And oh, by the way, I need this over there. And all the while this happens, your children are demanding your attention too. Eventually, the interruptions and distractions from all areas begin to wear on you. You're tired. You're exhausted. You become crabby. You've had a long day at work. You're sitting here thinking, I am schooling these kids again, barely made it through last year. And now you're asking me to go through this again at the beginning of the school year? Are you kidding me? That's when selective hearing comes in. And yes, mothers, we have it too. Dads, you already knew you had it. But us moms, we have it too. We just don't own it. So today it's confession day. So you got to own your selective hearing. You pick and choose what gets your attention. And I know you probably don't like to hear that, because if I think about what I really want to listen to, oh yeah, I pick and choose. I pick and choose what I want to hear from my husband. Now, most of the time I hear everything, but there are times that I'm like, I'm going to ignore that statement and see if he says it again, because if he says it again, but he says it differently, maybe he'll go on and live to see another day. You know what I mean? Okay. That was supposed to be funny. I love my husband dearly, but seriously, we've got to understand that we have selective hearing, even when it comes to our own children. And unintentionally, you begin shutting out your own children. You don't mean to, but you do it. Maybe social media grabs you more. Emails do. If you own your own business and you work from home, I guarantee you that you are having moments that you are totally ignoring your children and you don't respond to them like you should. Take this for an example. Maybe you had an email come across and you're sitting there reading it. You get to like the third little paragraph or the third inset. It's not necessarily a paragraph, but you know, that next set of sentences. And you know your child has said something to you. And all of a sudden you're like, okay, hold on just a minute. And you reread the sentences twice already. And then they say it again. And you're like, yes, I got that. And then you're still reading. And they're like, mom, seriously, pay attention to me. And you're like, oh, caught red-handed. Children need attention from their parents and caregivers, and not just when it's convenient. You have to be willing to listen and hear what they are not saying and what they are saying. And by doing so, this intensive listening opens your child's heart to know that their voice matters, to know that their ideas count, and to know that they matter as an individual. It allows them to stand out. It allows them to be present. They know that what? They're noticed. And when they're noticed, they feel love. But let's be real. Listening is not all that easy. Have you tried to listen today? Okay, you're listening right now, but I guarantee you a couple of my sentences have already slipped by you. And you're like, okay, I kind of got that. I like it, but I'll come back another time. Do you really come back another time? Listening is not all that easy. We are quick to finish the sentences before they are even spoken. We jump to conclusions. We don't like our children to do it, but we do it to them all the time, and that's when assumptions are interjected. How unfair is that to your child? That you're trying to already make an assumption on the story that they're telling without even hearing them completely out. If you want to be that parent who knows your child, then learning how to hear what they are not saying is essential. So you got to listen beyond the words. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Listen beyond the words. Like you and I know, words have power. Lots and lots of power. Their influence is great. But if you only look at the words, you will miss a lot of what your child is really saying. So what does it really look like to listen beyond the words? Well, let's break it down into five areas. Number one, you've got to listen to the voice inflections. This is where the tone of the child is being heard. We had an episode called The Pitch of a Child. Go and listen to that. It would be a great compliment to this episode. But here with the voice inflections, is it one of monotone? Are they always just talking like this and there's like no energy, no level change? It's really hard for me to talk that way, just to be monotoned and not have any form of up or down and all around, but just we're going to stay one level all the time. Okay, if that is always your child and always has been, okay, not really a big deal for concern. However, if your child is one who is outgoing and just really vivacious, that should be a clue that something's not right. Something's bothering them. In fact, it may have nothing to do with what they're even talking about, but there is still something there. So you got to listen to the voice inflections. Where is the emphasis being placed? If they're telling you a story, listen to how they tell the story. And I know it's hard because you're sitting here going, gosh, Christine, I don't know that I can really dig deep into what they're saying and to nitpick almost. But that's what listening is. And you can't just listen on the surface. You've got to go much, much deeper. You've got to soak it all up. So listen to the voice inflections. Number two, hear the breathing patterns. Are the breathing patterns shallow? Are they deep? Are they calm? Is there some nervousness to them? Believe it or not, you will recognize in your child their breathing patterns. Now, most of us are not sitting there watching our children breathe. But if you're watching them do homework and it's a very calm atmosphere, watch their breath. Watch how they breathe. Are they breathing from their chest, their diaphragm, or are they breathing with their shoulders? And then when they're talking to you, do their shoulders raise up intense and then all of a sudden you get this intensity in their voice? It just sounds like they're gritting their teeth, even though they may not be, but it's not this calm, cool, and collectiveness. Do you hear the difference? Hear the breathing patterns. Your child who is anxious maybe actually short of breath when they're talking to you because they're so nervous, they're not really sure what's happening, and they're just kind of going roundabout, and maybe their even words are a little bit distorted and not all put together, and their thoughts aren't framed quite right, and it's like you're putting a puzzle piece together that doesn't exactly make sense, but somehow it made sense. Listen to the voice inflections, hear the breathing patterns. Number three, watch the body language. Is there tension in the body? Where are they carrying it? Are they tapping their fingers? Do they have a pen in their hands and they're going back and forth with the pen, letting it fly around? Do they have a ball in their hands and they're tossing it all the time? Or are they sitting there having a conversation with you, looking eye to eye, and they're just involved in what is being said? The body tells a lot. It carries a lot of secrets, and it's up to you as the parent to digest those secrets and figure out, okay, wait, what do I need to know more about the situation we're discussing or the situation that isn't being discussed? Because remember, there can be some underlining things going on that has nothing to do with what is actually being said. So you got to listen to your voice inflections, hear the breathing patterns, watch the body language, And number four, minimize interruptions. Let the whole story be told. You've got to put down your phone. You've got to stop cooking dinner. And I know I've been in the middle of a pot of whatever I'm cooking. It could be a pot of noodles. It could be a pot of mashed potatoes, whatever I'm cooking at the time. I've even had stuff in the oven. And I'm in a conversation with my children. And I'm like, we've been talking here the last 12 minutes or so. I know that timer's about to go off. And so I go and I look at the timer. I'm like, okay, either take what's out of the oven so I don't burn it, or lower the temperature and we're going to let it sit in there a little bit longer and everything will be fine. Now, I know that's still a distraction, but it allows you to quickly make a switch so you can still focus on your child. You've got to minimize those interruptions. Otherwise, you're not going to hear the whole story. You know, when I go and pick up my son from school, it's very interesting because we're caught and trapped in the same vehicle. He can't go anywhere, and neither can I. I'm driving, he's riding side saddle. And so guess what? All he can do is talk. Do you think I have my favorite radio station on? Do you think I'm singing my songs, my favorite songs at the top of my lungs? No. The first question out of my mouth is, besides greeting him, hi, how are you? How was your day? And then guess what? I'm silent. I want to make sure I hear him so I don't have the radio on. I don't have stuff blaring. I don't have my windows rolled down unless if it's like 80 degrees when it really should be 97 degrees and maybe I'll have him cracked a little bit. But otherwise, I don't want all this extra noise and feedback because I want to make sure I'm focused on what he is saying 100%. Are you all in when you speak to your child, when you listen to your child? It's so important. And finally, number five, when all else fails, you've got to ask questions. The more information you can gather, the more accurate the story and the feelings. You'll get a better picture as to what's really going on in your child's life. And remember, when they are willing to share the little things, they're also then going to be willing to share the big things. It works both ways. But you have to be willing to open up your ears to hear what they're not saying. And that means, yeah, you got to stop what you're doing. You've got to freeze your life for a moment. And that is what matters. And you got to do it on their time. I know you're like, but I have an appointment. Yes. But you know what? In 20 years, your children are not going to be there at home. They're going to be off, and you're not going to have as great of an influence as you do right now in their life. So putting off a phone call, putting off an email, putting off a text message, unless if it's blood or flood, then yeah, I think it's pretty important what your child is saying right then and there in front of you. And sometimes those conversations go longer than planned. I've had to push back dinners. I've had to walk in quietly to my husband or really quickly send a text. I'm in a conversation, just go eat dinner with everybody else because I'm in a heavy conversation with one of my kiddos. And there's nothing wrong with that. But unfortunately, we sometimes become very selfish as parents. Yeah, I'm calling it out like it is. It's confession day. We've got to stop being selfish as parents, and we've got to start putting our children first to the point, not that we're doing everything for them, but we are listening to them. There is a difference. You're not being this helicopter drone parent that's trying to literally map out their whole life and go before them and not let them make mistakes and not let them fall down. Oh no, they need to do all of that. They need to have some hard knocks in life. But they also need your support. They need to know that you are there, that you are present. Because you can't be incredible if you're not present. Listen beyond the words. And when you're listening, know that your silence is your heart beating louder. Listen to that again. Your silence is your heart beating louder? Your child knows that they have captured your heart when your mouth isn't moving. And I know I talk a lot. Look what I do. I'm here every single day with you. And let me tell you, my kids say, Mom, would you just be quiet? And they do it in a kind of a joking manner that's appropriate and very respectful. But they do poke fun at me because I do have a lot to say. And my mouth keeps going and going and going. I'm like the Energizer Bunny and I don't need any good batteries. It's just how God made me. And we just keep going and going and going. But when I stop is when my children need me to listen. And do I get it right all the time? No, I don't. I mess up and then I kick myself later. And I'm thinking, okay, learn from this, Christiane, learn. You missed that mark, but you can do better the next time. Pay attention. Your silence is your heart beating loudly so that your child can hear what they're saying themselves. Remember, to listen is to hear more of what's being said. It's kind of a weird thing. But so many times we think we're just listening to exactly the words that are being spoken. But if you put it all together, there's so much more. No, it's not about reading into it, but it's about knowing your child. And knowing your child means you're willing to listen beyond words. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. You're doing an awesome job. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.